Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Paul McCartney has expressed concern that artificial intelligence could rip off artists if upcoming copyright reform failed to protect creative industries. The British government is considering allowing AI developers to use unlicensed work to scale while proposing a licensing system for creators. McCartney urged policymakers to ensure that artists, not just tech giants, benefit from their work. Highlighting the risk, he emphasized that without protection, creativity could suffer.
Oh.
Here's the irony of this. Paul McCartney has previously used AI to recreate John Lennon's voice for a Beatles project, showcasing both the potential and challenges of the technology.
My guess is the Lennon family got money from that if it made money, right? Well,
John wrote the song, and when they were going to do the anthology series in 1995, there was going to be one song per volume, but the one for Now and Then was too degraded. And so when Peter Jackson made the Get Back documentary, they had that technology to make the vocals come back up.
Interesting.
So it was technology that got
that
us
did
the
that,
final.
And now he wants to make sure going forward
he gets
they
paid.
Can't duplicate his voice and him not get paid for it.
Right.
Yeah. Nice.
Natalie Nadia Sulman, you might know her better as the Octomom.
Yes, I haven't heard that name in years.
She celebrated her octuplet's 16th birthday yesterday, sharing a heartfelt Instagram post featuring a photo of her children and a touching message. She expressed her love and gratitude for them, reflected on their journey, and shared hopes for their future. She gained fame in 2009 after becoming the first woman to give birth to surviving octuplets. They're 16.
They're all 16. All driving? So she's got to buy 8 cars?
Just one minivan. You guys got to share it.
I don't know.
Doesn't she also have like 6 other kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
She has 14 kids.
Hope she married well.
She has a family of 15.
Well, because you haven't heard her name in years, so it's not like she's making a fortune off of her name that I'm aware of.
She did copyright Octomom.
Well, maybe. But when's the last time you heard that word?
Well,
I'm just saying.
There's my 2 cents.
There's much call for it.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know how she's making money off that. But go ahead. Yeah.
Kia is recalling 80,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the U.S. due to a defect in the floor wiring assembly beneath the front passenger seat, which could prevent airbags and seat belts from deploying properly. Here we go. The recall affects 2023 through 2025 models of the Kia Kia Niro. Niro EV and Niro plug-in hybrid. You're going to be contacted if you own one of those in March. So, you know, you're good for a little while, I guess.
Dope. Yeah.
God. Wow.
Yeah. So
why
if
are they
you're
waiting?
Hearing about it now, in 6 weeks, you're going to get a letter.
You're going to get a letter in the mail.
If the post office is delivering still.
Yeah, is that like a cover your butt thing? Like, hey, maybe they didn't hear about it, so we got to get it out there. God. Used phones from TikTok pre-installed are being resold for thousands of dollars on platforms like eBay and Facebook Marketplace as the app remains unavailable on Apple and Google App Stores. After briefly shutting down to the looming U.S. ban, TikTok has again been active, but users who deleted the app cannot now re-download it. Sellers are capitalizing on the situation with listings ranging from $9,000 to $50,000 for devices with TikTok installed.
Wait a minute. Now, if I was to get rid of this phone that I have right here,
yes,
I would wipe it before I would give it to somebody else. How,
yes.
If you don't wipe it, aren't you giving them all of your information?
Yes.
Potentially.
But you could get rid of everything except for that app.
No, you couldn't. Not if you wipe it. How would you do that? I don't even know how. Maybe you can do that on Google phones, but how would, I don't think you could do that on an Apple phone.
I don't think you can do it on
Google. Sue, could you give me some insight on that?
Well, I don't have a Google phone.
Oh.
I have a Samsung. But, I mean, you know, there are Google Pixel phones. That's why I'm drawing the distinction. But I'm not sure because I've never tried.
I don't think so. I think if you do, like you're saying, if you do a factory reset, it's all gone.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, I don't know how you save one app. How do you save?
I don't think you can.
A single app. I don't understand that. But go ahead, please.
Although this is true. On Facebook Marketplace last night, I saw one going for $1,500.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. I don't actually know anything, but could you put that on a thumb drive or something?
Pull it off and then put it back on? Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm on the App Store, on the Apple App Store. TikTok and other ByteDance apps are not available in the country or region you're in. Maybe you could VPN it and say you're in Canada.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Carl's got all kinds of ideas.
Let's not give ideas, Carl.
Yeah, there we go.
Spirit Airlines thought of it. No, I'm sure. Spirit Airlines has updated its contract of carriage to include stricter guidelines on passenger attire and body art. Travelers may be denied boarding or removed from flights if they are barefoot, inadequate clothed, or wearing clothing or displaying body art deemed lewd, obscene, or offensive. Now, inadequate clothes includes see-through garments or exposed private areas. While Spirit previously banned barefoot passengers and offensive clothing, the new policy provides more detailed specifications. This chain highlights ongoing debates over fashion choices and dress codes for the air travelers.
That'll last until the first lawsuit, and then that'll be gone.
Who would walk barefoot through an airport?
So gross.
I can't imagine. We know somebody that would.
How about just a restriction that you can't take your shoes off once you're in your seat and put your stinky dogs up on the seat or on the chair in front of you? I've got a friend who flies a lot, and she's constantly sharing photos of somebody in the aisle with her that had their naked feet out of their shoes and like propped up against the seat in front of them or something.
When I flew to Australia, Qantas gave you a little bag that had an eye mask and socks. So you could have fresh socks when you decided to take your shoes
off. Nice.
Still gross.
Yeah, that's
still
a long flight, though. You know,
yes, it is. I get it.
Yeah. So. Still gross. A Texas man has filed a lawsuit after his finger was severed by the automatic door of a Porsche at his family Houston home. The incident occurred as a 67-year-old grandfather was stepping back after securing his grandchild in a car seat. According to the lawsuit, the car's soft closed door feature malfunctioned, failing to stop when his finger was caught, resulting in the complete severing of his index finger.
Ouch. Thanks. That's a painful way to end that, Ethan.
Yeah.
Ouch. Be careful out there.
Get more at 971talk.com.